Please welcome our next speaker. It's Alexander Valelkin, yes. CTO in Vitoria Metrics, and he's going to speak about working with file systems in time series database. Welcome, please.
Thank you for the introduction. Let's start. Let's meet. I'm Alexander Valelkin, as I already said, and I'm also known under my nickname Valala, which you can find Google in Google, and know more about me. I'm fond of writing high-performance code, and this code is optimized for low resource usage. And I also created a few time series databases optimized for performance and low resource usage, and these databases are, of course, open source. This is a Victoria Metrics database for metrics, and Victoria Logs database for logs. And as I said before, these databases are fast and cost efficient. And let's... They are not written in Rust. And they are written in Go. And let's talk about specifics of time series databases. These databases contain a time series data, and the time series is a series of samples, and each sample contains timestamp and value. And value can be numeric. In this case, this database contains metrics. And value can be arbitrary blob, plain text, or some structured blob. In this case, such time series named logs or events. And every time series can have arbitrary set of key value labels. And these labels are usually used for filtering and grouping, for simplifying the filtering and grouping. And the number of time series in a typical database ranges from a few thousands to billions. And the typical data ingestion rate for time series databases is up to 10 million of samples or rows per second. So you can see that such time series databases must be optimized for high data ingestion performance. And typical queries in the time series databases usually need to scan up to 10 million or 100 million of samples. So obviously you need to have high query performance. And the number of typical samples in time series databases is measured not in billions, not in millions, but in trillions. And the size of the data stored in time series databases is measured in terabytes and petabytes. So obviously, such size doesn't fit memory. And how to achieve high performance for such databases? Database performance is limited by disk I/O if the size of data doesn't fit memory, because you need to store this data, persist this data to memory. And so if you want to achieve high performance for databases, you need to reduce the number of disk operations, and you need to reduce the amounts of data read and written from disk. Let's talk about how to achieve high data ingestion rate for databases. Any ideas? Just reduce fsync frequency. Why? Let's talk about why. Because when you store data into files, this data isn't stored in files, actually. It is stored in memory, in the auth page cache by operating system. And the operating systems usually store this data to files. In background when they want to store this data. And the order of storing this data in files in disk is undefined. It doesn't match the order you write this data to files. And when you unplug your computer from the power, page cache data can be partially written to disk, and this means that you get either data loss or data corruption. So you need some system call, such as fsync, which forces storing all the data from OSP page cache, written data to OSP page cache, to disk. And that's why all the